Welcome to PITGO Happenings. I'm your host, Diana McFarland. I'm here to give you a front row view of county government. Welcome back, listeners. Thank you for joining us again as we start a new year here at PITGO Happenings. And if you are a new listener, thank you for choosing to keep up with what is going on in your local government here in Pennsylvania County. Today, we are with Pennsylvania County's Director of Parks and Recreation, Justin Price, and James Mickle, Senior Consultant with Barry Dunn, the consulting firm the county hired last fall, to assist us with updating the 2010 Parks and Recreation Master Plan. So welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Oh, and I should let our listeners know that James is coming to us by phone from the Hampton Roads area where he lives. However, he does come out here quite frequently to help us with this update, and he will be here next week for some focus groups that we will talk about later in the program. So, Justin, first, can you explain what a master plan is and then what was accomplished with the first one that was completed?
So, yeah, a master plan, and James might can help speak to this, piggyback here in a minute off of this, but master plan is a roadmap that kind of shows us what the needs are in the community as far as recreation amenities, facilities, programs, sports, different things like that, that citizens want to see, and that we can begin to work towards what the community needs are to build a good recreation department here. So in 2010, we had a master plan completed that was before the department was formed in 2011, and one of the things that the 2010 master plan showed was the need for recreation in the county first and foremost, and a department was needed. So they formed a department, hired a director from that master plan. And from that, the last 12, 13 years, strides have been made to elementary school fields, to walking trails, to Wayside Park. A lot of upgrades have been made. You know, youth sports has really grown over the last 12 years, and that's a very big strong point here in Pennsylvania County for our recreation department. But as we look through that master plan and are looking towards the future, we have done a lot with that, and we feel our youth sports is in a good place. You know, that's always going to be one of the backbones of recreation, no matter where you are, and that will continue to be a big program here for the county. But we also want to look at how can we serve other demographics and other people in the community as far as, you know, senior programs or outdoor recreation. You see the success of Wayside Park. People love to be outdoors, have trails to hike, have picnics and things like that. So we see the need to take the next step to grow our recreation department into some other, you know, facilities or programs or, you know, things of that nature.
So prior to this master plan, there wasn't even a Parks and Rec department. Is that correct? So now we have a department, we have a community center, mm-hmm. we have several parks, especially Wayside Park.
Yep.
And we have a youth sports program.
Yep.
So that's quite a bit was accomplished since that time.
Mm-hmm.
So why did the county decide that now was the time to update it after all these years?
Well, I think that we have really established a good department. You know, we've got our youth sports, as you said, we have the community center. We've done a lot of good things. And now we want to figure out what our citizens here that are coming into the county, that have been in the county, you know, where are we not reaching? You know, are there programs that we could be offering that we may not know about, you know, that are in interest of our citizens? Or do we need to, are there some facility types that citizens may be interested in that we're not able to offer because we don't have the facilities or, you know, things like that. So we just felt like it's been 14 years since that last master plan was done. And James, you correct me if I'm wrong. Master plans are usually, what is the time frame they usually are good for and run for?
Typically 10 to 15 years, being updated in its 10th year.
Yep. So, you know, it's been a while since we've had one. You know, recreation is growing, and just seeing the success of things outside of just the youth sports programs, We really want to see where we can go and take this thing and grow our department to be able to offer a variety of different things, whether, like I said, facilities, programs, or, you know, special events, teen programs, after school programs, you know, the list goes on. So,
I guess that's where Barry Dunn comes in.
Correct.
Because the county hired the firm last fall to help us with this. James, can you tell us a bit about Barry Dunn and what it does and what it can do for Pennsylvania County?
Absolutely. So Barry Dunn, McNeil and Parker is a firm that was founded in 1974, at that time primarily as an accounting firm. In the early 90s, we ventured into consulting services, adding the local government practice group in 1994 with seven divisions: enterprise organizational development, enterprise digital transformation, community development and utility operations, technology management, health and community services, justice and public safety, and parks, recreation, and libraries. Been added in 2020, which is the firm that I represent with the county. Our firm has around 900 consultants, and in the Parks, Recreation, and Libraries practice, we have over 20 consultants of former practitioners, just like Justin, just like myself. I'm a former Parks and Recreation professional who has a goal to inspire organizations, agencies, or local government entities to transform and innovate through strategic planning and providing roadmaps for their future. We thrive on a boutique approach with the backing of an established firm as a project manager. You don't have to talk to three people to engage me. Diana and Justin, whoever else, can just give me a call on my cell phone. So while we're a really large company, we really do still have that boutique feel of personal interaction and experience, which helps us build master plans and strategic plans that are implementable.
Well, that is true. It's very easy to get a hold of you. It's no problem at all. A question that does come up a lot often is, why does the county need to hire an outside consultant for something such as this? Can you talk a little bit about that, James?
Yeah, so, you know, we're a third-party, non-biased group. And quite frankly, when you think of local legislature and local government and the county and the staff, they have a pretty heavy load to begin with. And to add something like the creation of a master plan and a lot of the minutiae that goes into completing the plan, it can be quite difficult. Having a dedicated group like us to come in that have an established process can be truly beneficial. The process of a master plan can transform the community's vision into a tangible plan to create excellent recreation opportunities, facilities, and a customer-centered approach to health indicators within parks and recreation. So it's important to have that third party of subject matter experts to come in and provide that qualitative and quantitative data approach to recommendations utilizing industry standards.
And does that also help with perhaps getting grant funding if that is pursued?
That's one of the benefits of a master plan. It aligns and helps with grant funding. It builds credibility, supporting consensus from, you know, boards of supervisors and other groups where you need the ability to acquire funding and resources to provide to the public.
Okay, so that now that we're immersed in updating the plan, how does this proceed in the coming months? And what have we done so far, and what are we going to be doing here in the next few months? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we've learned that using, and I mentioned this a few moments before, that using quantitative data blended with industry standards makes for the best recommendations, right? They make for the most implementable, a plan that's most implementable. And we've selected a five-phase approach for completing the plan for Pennsylvania County, which will take around 9 months. Phase one is project planning, which we've already completed and hosted an internal project planning meeting and discovery session with staff and members of the project team to identify stakeholder groups, project team members, project milestones, and how we're measured, how we're moving along the timeline, expectations, and critical success factors of the project. Phase two is analysis. We will analyze GIS materials for parks and open spaces program catalogs, previous plans, as Justin mentioned, the previous Parks and Recreation Master Plan, historical documents, mapping, budgets, personal visits to facilities and parks, user placer AI, which I'll talk about here in a little bit as well, and to better understand operations for the Parks and Recreation Department so that we can make informed recommendations. Phase three is engagement. And for me, I've always thought that engagement is really the meat and potatoes of all phases and what really drives the recommendations and ensuring that the plan is implementable. And it allows the community involvement, as well as involvement internally from county staff, department heads, and legislature to provide feedback and assist with recommendations that we'll make about programs and services that will be offered in the future. An engagement plan was created, and it focuses on equitable approach to marketing engagements to allow for optimal participation and ensure that we have a robust engagement and we reach what we call saturation. We want to get to a point where we aren't hearing anything new. It's all been reciprocated and it's all been said. And that's when we know that we've heard enough from the public to proceed and synthesize and analyze the data. As a part of that engagement plan, we have focus groups, which are next week, the 17th through the 16th through the 19th. We have stakeholder interviews with county officials. We have a public meeting that I'm sure we'll talk about in a little bit here that we'll host on the 18th. I encourage you to come out. I'd love to meet each and every one of you in person. And we have an online engagement site that's currently available that if you go to the Parks and Recreation website online, you can see a link or a QR code to get there and provide feedback, as well as a short survey after we complete on-person engagement. So that's the engagement phase. Phase four is visioning and workshops. So after we collect all of this information and we begin to synthesize this data and figure out what the key themes are, we begin to figure out what the touch points are in developing our preliminary recommendations. And this is something that we do in a workshop with the project team, any stakeholders who they'd like to include. And finally, phase five is the draft plan and final plan. Our team will summarize and synthesize all research and stakeholder input, such as existing conditions, facilities, inventories, system-wide metrics, distribution metrics, population demographics, which are very important, outcomes metrics, and then develop the draft plan that'll be an implementable plan utilizing three sets of recommendations, immediate, near-term or mid-term, and then long-term that address the goals and actions within the next 10 years. When we talk about the master plan being between that 10 to 15 years of recommendations is because the first 5 years are geared towards operations. You don't want to put the cart before the horse. You want to ensure that you have your operations intact before you begin to implement capital improvement. So that capital improvement can last between the 5 to 10 years before it's time to update that next plan.
Well, let's go back to the social pinpoint site. What does that mean, social pinpoint? What will people find there if they go to that site?
So social pinpoint is our online virtual engagement site. It's 100% autonomous. It provides several different languages. It's monitored by myself, by moi, to ensure that everybody is playing nice and provides you the opportunity to provide feedback in three different ways. Our ideas wall, where we have five different categories where you can provide feedback: recreation programs, recreation facilities, outdoor recreation, youth and adult sports, and in the area for miscellaneous. We have a forum question. Our forum question would be if you could add one program or activity to Pennsylvania parks and recreation offerings, what would it be? We want to know your desires. And then the last is a budget tool of how you would spend your last $100, the county's last $100 in the budget in six categories: recreation facilities, athletic fields and open space, parks, education programs, and special events. And you can manipulate the budget feature in $5 increments. So you don't have to tie down your full $100 and into one recommendation. And this is just another way, again, for us to gather that qualitative data to ensure that we're making recommendations with the community in mind And that's why I relayed earlier that community engagement is the most important part of a master plan, because we want individuals that live in the county to be able to see themselves within that plan. We want your feedback to be a part of what we convey to the county for recommendation over the next 10 to 15 years.
Now, Justin, as Parks and Recreation Director, have you gotten any feedback from folks of things they just casually that they might want to see in the county? Just some ideas.
We went out to the was it Christmas parade?
Yeah.
We did a little engagement night out at the Christmas parade in Chatham, and we had the idea boards or idea wall boards things that you can set up, and we gave the community three dots that they could stick on either facilities or programming. You know, one of the big things, I think, and Diana, I think you've seen the boards as well, that people put out there was like a idea of a splash pad or a, you know, an outdoor swimming pool. Mm-hmm. That was high on people's lists. You know, special events seem to be high. Adult sports got some. Water activities like on the river, you know, kayaking, water sports seem to be a lot of feedback. You always hear more sports fields and things like that. I think we've heard a lot of that just in the short amount of time that we've gotten some feedback.
Now, by the time this is broadcast, it will be this week that the focus groups are being held. But and those are by invitation, but there will be a public meeting on the 18th. What time is that meeting?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. It's at the community center. So if you are interested in letting us know, you know, what kind of facilities and programs you all would like, please feel free to come to that meeting and, you know, check out our website or our Facebook page, because we will be advertising it pretty heavily. But the focus groups and this public meeting, James, how will that be conducted? What can people expect?
So the focus groups, people can expect just an open conversation about things that they enjoy, things that they consider to be strengths of the department, some of the things they consider to be challenges, some priorities, and what they'd like to see in the next 10 years. We want to ask them to be aspirational in their approach and providing us what the future of Pennsylvania County Parks and Recreation looks like. And we want their feedback as a part of that, so we can make recommendations.
Okay. Now, is there any idea when the updated plan will go to the Board of Supervisors, and will there be a public comment period at that time? Do you all know that yet?
Yes. So that's all a part of the phase five that I mentioned, which will take place between April and June.
Okay.
And that's when we begin completing the draft. We should have a draft, if all goes well with our schedule and no inclement weather that shuts anything down or whatever else. But we'd like to have a draft to Justin in May that he can share with the Board of Supervisors. A lot of counties may make this available to the county residents for a comment. And then we expect to have a formatted final plan provided to the county by June.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really not that far away. Time flies.
You're meeting fairly quickly, Diane.
So folks can get involved in several ways. They can go to the Social Pinpoint site, which is on our website.
Yep.
Which is www.pennsylvaniacountyva.gov, and just hover over the government at the top and click on broadband and other projects, and you'll see a Parks and Recreation Master Plan button. Or you can go to the Parks and Recreation page, which is also under government, and then departments. So there's that way. And then if you do catch this in time and want to go to the public meeting, we'd love to see you there. You get to meet other folks too and talk about, you know, the future of Parks and Rec in Pennsylvania County. Is there anything else y'all would like to say about this process and why it's important that people contribute to it?
This plan is rooted in community. The way that Pennsylvania County Parks and Recreation Department created the scope for the request for proposals, it was rooted in community and engagement, and we want to hear from you. So please take part in the Social Pinpoint site. If you're available on the 18th, please come out to the public meeting. We'd love to engage and have some conversations about the future.
Yeah, and just to piggyback off that, I think that, we, like James said, this is a community-oriented thing. We, you know, we want to hear from our citizens. you know, ultimately they're the ones that live here and are going to be using any amenities or programs that we do. And we want to be able to provide some things that, that people want to see. And we don't always know those things. And this is a step to help give us a roadmap and hear from what our citizens want to see. And I just think that's a very important thing to help us take this department and this department to take the next steps.
Yes. And the community meeting is January 18th, 6 o'clock at the Community Center on South Main Street in downtown Chatham.
That's correct.
There's a big sign. You can't miss it. And we really hope to see you all there. James, you'll be here?
I will be here.
All right. So everyone will get to meet James. He's a fun guy. And Justin. anyway, I appreciate you all coming in and talking about the master plan because we really like to get involvement. And that's the goal here today.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to PITCO Happenings. I hope you learned something informative. If you have a question or want to make a comment, give me a call or send a text to 434-489-8739.